Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got a great show continuing to be lined up for you straight ahead, and especially now that Jim Cantarucci is here. Jim is a long time, more than 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an expert in leadership. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, one of my favorite books, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. He's a very creative guy and a significant leader in the leadership world, and he's our good friend Jim Cantarucci. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Love to be here with you.
Always a pleasure to have you back. So, years ago, I came up in the 20th century, and my gray hair is not premature, and I worked for a lot of different people. You know, I had a lot of different bosses and mentors. Some of them were leaders, and some of them were drivers. And I had to deal with either one of them. But in those days, if you work for a driver, you just work for a driver. There was no appeal process. You know what I mean? There was no high court. There was no safe. What the kids call it these days? A safe zone.
Yeah, exactly.
There was no safe zone from a driver. So you were either a leader or a driver. And one of the first topics I started talking about when I first started doing my show back in 97 was from a piece I'd written just before that about what I thought the 21st century was going to be like in terms of management. And what I said was there's not going to be any more drivers that are going to be, who are going to be successful. You know, there's going to be more partnering management than driving management. Leadership is going to look more like partnership than management. What do you think?
Well, I think you were exactly right, and that we should be moving in that direction, without a doubt. But male or female, there's still a lot of testosterone out there.
A lot of drivers?
Yeah.
Still drivers out there?
Well, and Jim, I think it comes from not knowing a better or different way.
Or maybe from not being experienced enough in their job as a leader to know that they don't have to drive. They can, or maybe they don't know their job. Right?
Exactly. And there's a very subtle distinction that I like to draw here. There's a difference between pressure, putting pressure on, creating a sense of urgency, let's say, and that's very different from creating a threat. Jim, you're under threat every second that you're going to lose your job. I'm just going to kick you out of here if you don't do a great job.
Right.
That distinction between pressure and threat is a difficult thing to get. You have to really have real live examples in front of you to understand that distinction very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both pressure and threat come from, you know, that good desire to accomplish a very positive thing. And that desire to avoid a penalty, you know, the negative side of it. You don't want to be penalized. And you want to do a good job. And so that distinction between pressure and threat is very important. Threat paralyzes, right? Mm-hmm. And when we have an employee team that's under threat, they just simply aren't as productive or creative as we would like them to be. And we don't know why. We don't understand why, right? It's kind of magical stuff that we're talking about, and takes some experience to, or a great mentor to point this out to you so that you can see it. Because you're busy, you're in the middle
right.
of the fire.
Well, that's the thing, and so at the heart of all of this, I think the headwater of all that we're talking about is the concept of fear.
Mm-hmm.
because, as you know, fear can be a motivator or it can be a disabler. Right?
There's no doubt about it.
If I fear that I'm not going to make enough sales, if I don't make enough sales, then I fear that I'm not going to be able to provide for my family. But if I'm doing a pretty good job and my boss is beating me up to get more, then that's a different kind of fear, isn't it?
Well, we operate under pressure all the time, and it's the locus of the pressure or the perspective of where that pressure is coming from. Mm. You know, let's talk about customer service. It might be
hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you come back to that when we come back after these messages. We're gonna get into this. This is really important, folks. This is important stuff. This is the kind of stuff that derails an organization. If you don't get this right, you could lose good people, or if they stay with you, they're not motivated, they're not engaged. This is where engagement kicks in, if you get this right. And Jim Cantarucci knows how to make that happen. And we'll do that after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.